Welcome to the Pause Purpose Play podcast with me, clinical psychologist Michaela Thomas. This podcast is for you if you're an ambitious working woman wanting to create more impact in the world with less impact on yourself. This is where we let go of the pressure of perfection for more joy, compassion, and connection in your life so you can burn bright, not burn out. Welcome back to the Pause Purpose Play podcast with me, your host, Michaela Thomas, your expert on all things perfectionism and compassion. In the previous episodes over the month of December, I've talked about festive perfectionism and festive burnout. Basically, doing all the things and trying to do them perfectly when you're already under pressure. This week, I want to continue that theme by thinking about comparison culture at Christmas. If you feel upset after you've seen other people's pretty Christmas photos, you know, the ones where their kids are in matching pajamas and being all smiles in front of the perfectly decorated tree and you just go, ugh, because your kids are murdering each other in the background whilst you're looking at this photo, and you draw a deep sigh about the chaos in your own household, then this episode is for you. I'll keep it brief because I know you have a lot on in December. My operations manager Laura and I were reflecting on that over a text message this week, with her saying, December's a joke, and me replying, December's a joke that isn't even funny. I've connected with so many people through my little act of rebellion against the gingerbread house in the recent Instagram reel I posted this week, where I get that everyone else feels the same burn. So yeah, I gave the finger to a gingerbread house. No, I'm not a Grinch. And do go and check this post out, because you're not the only one who feels this way. And if we constantly are showered with these images, these reels of all the perfect assemblies of gingerbread houses and smiling kids, and we don't see any of the other chaos, we don't see any of the overwhelm, of course it's easy to compare yourself and feel like you're falling short. And the overwhelm is real at this time of year. I've noticed that part of that overwhelm and perfectionistic pressure around the holidays is also linked to comparison culture. I was actually recently interviewed about perfectionism in a Christmas dossier for Psychologist magazine. So it made me really think about this sense of perfectionism and comparison and the links between the two. You can check out that magazine too if you want more inspiration around how to let go of perfectionism around Christmas. No, I'm not affiliated. I just like being featured in magazines. So, let's get into the episode of what can you do about comparison at Christmas. If you compare yourself with everybody else at Christmas and you feel that you're falling short, try this. Number one, compassion for comparison. Say to yourself that it makes sense that you are comparing yourself in the first place, because it's just what humans do, to understand our own social rank and status. It's referred to as social rank theory, where we look at this in research terms, why we're comparing ourselves with others. So when you see Instagram clickbaity things around, don't compare yourself to others, it's actually not a very compassionate thing to say to yourself, because you're going to compare. It is just human to do so. But when you notice you've been doing it, that's when you can soften it, where you can catch yourself. You can remind yourself that we tend to compare upwards with those we think are better than us, rather than comparing downwards with those who maybe have fewer things or don't look as good or don't do the same things. Number two, to compare is unfair. Everyone has a crap time sometimes. Remember that behind closed doors, other families also have conflict or are struggling at times. Comparing your low moments against someone else's highlight reel isn't fair. You don't know what goes on behind the scenes. You don't know what was happening just before that snap of those smiley faces and the perfectly matching pajamas. You don't know how much other people are struggling when the camera is turned off. Hello, busy working woman. I've got news for you. There is a way where you can burn bright without burning out. There is a way where you can discover how to calm the overwhelm and create more ease and peace in your work and in your life. I want you to watch the replay of my free masterclass for ambitious female entrepreneurs, founders, CEOs, senior corporate women, And if you're wanting to create more impact in the world with less impact on yourself, this talk is for you. So let me see if this resonates with you. You're an ambitious female entrepreneur working hard to reach your goals, but it's taken a toll on your well-being. You can't remember the last time you properly switched off on a holiday without worrying about your business or the work to-do list. Your body is telling you to slow down, but you've got too much to do to listen, so you push through with more coffee or sugar. You worry about what other people think, or you second-guess your decisions, or procrastinate something until it's perfect. Well, then this talk is for you. Let's find you balance over burnout so you can reach your stretchy goals without becoming overstretched. Go to thethomasconnection.lpages.co/burnbright. That's thethomasconnection.lpages.co/burnbright to catch this free replay of my masterclass. I'll put the link in the show notes as well, so it's just easier for you to click it and watch it in your own time. And now back to the episode. Number three, to compare is to despair. Notice how you're feeling in yourself after you've been comparing with other people, when you're seeing their magical moments in the holidays. If you feel low or you notice self-criticism, then try to limit what you see of what others are doing. Curate your feed so that the triggering influences aren't in it. No, you do not have to have a Scandinavian-looking Christmas. No, not everything needs to be neutral beige colors just because you saw it on someone's grid. And no, you don't have to do all these things you see other people doing. Do what feels good for you and what serves your family. Number four, it's real to feel. Stick to the friends you have who are real about how their Christmas is feeling. The highs, the lows, the shit shows. That can help you feel less alone about your own difficulties. And you can also share some jokes. Sense of humor can feel bonding. We can feel closer because we've shared some laughs together about how much of a struggle it can be. And number five, only once a year. Remind yourself that Christmas is only a few days of a whole year. If your family is dysregulated or even dysfunctional, remember that it will all be over soon and you can get back to your normal rhythm soon enough. I've also especially noticed that neurodivergent families are struggling at this time of year. There's maybe too much fun and excitement, which can be overstimulating, dysregulating, and frankly chaotic in some households. Being out of normal routines is hard for so many of us as well. Schools closed, nursery closed, not doing the normal things that you need to do, your self-care is maybe thrown out the window, and then never mind all the pressure of everything that needs to be done in a certain time frame. So here's an extra bit of compassion for you. If you're dreading the Christmas holidays with your dysregulated neurodivergent child or feeling the overwhelm in your own neurodivergent brain from trying to do the planning and organization of it all, you really need some scheduled breaks for rest and recovery for yourself. I've already been checking my yoga studio for whatever classes they've got that I can go to during the holidays because yoga is medicinal for me. So on that note of neurodivergence, I also wanted to end this episode by telling you that I'm getting closer to opening the doors to my ADHD membership. I'm not quite sure of the title yet, and in true ADHD fashion, I'm loving the fact that I haven't nailed that just yet. Might be the ADHD Club. I'm not quite sure. That's fine. And I'm looking for 20 founding members to join this ADHD Club at an introductory rate. Again, not finalized any of that because ADHD. It will be what it will be. However, what I will teach is not haphazard. It is not unplanned and not disorganized. I'm just allowing myself the permission to be more playful with it, to not have it all figured out, to allow myself to grow and flow with it, to be receptive and responsive to feedback and allowing this membership to be what the members need it to be. That's why it's going to be an introductory offer to founding members who want to be part of that and allowing those imperfections as I learn and grow from building it from the inside. So if you want to hear more about the ADHD membership, put your name down on this link and I will tell you when it goes live. thethomasconnection.co.uk/ADHD. I'll put the link in the show notes as well. And to connect with me on Instagram, see that flippin' gingerbread house, do come along to the_Thomas_connection. And I'll see you all very soon. In the next episode, I will talk a bit more about the season to be jolly. But what if you're not feeling any festive joy? We will talk about memories from childhood of a festive season that was anything but jolly. So stay tuned and subscribe to not miss the next episode. As always, do take care of yourself. Thank you so much for listening to the end of this episode of the Pause, Purpose, Play podcast with me, Michaela Thomas. If you found this episode helpful, make sure that you hit that follow or subscribe button to not miss the next episode. Tell other people about this podcast because together we can change the world and be more kind, caring, and compassionate to ourselves as well as other people. And as always, do take care of yourself. Until I see you next week.